Psalms 84, verses 5 through 7. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them, who passing through the valley of Baca make it a well, the rain also filleth the pools. They go from strength to strength, every one of them in Zion appeareth before God. Baca means a place of weeping. The children of God, the born again, those of childlike faith, have an unearthly ability that turns a place of weeping into a wellspring of glory and blessing. The steps of the righteous are ordered by the Lord. There are no accidents. Negative situations are allowed, even ordained by God, that the childlike may learn to overcome the devil by the blood of the Lamb and by the word of their testimony. All of our circumstances are ordered by God. We need to rejoice in them and speak the word of God mixed with faith over them. For the incontrovertible truth is declared in verses like Romans 8:28, and we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are the called according to his purpose. 1 Thessalonians 5:18, in everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Philippians 4:6, be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. Mark 9:23, Jesus said unto him, if thou canst believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Mark 11:23 and 24. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye receive them, and ye shall have them. These promises are true and faithful. Have you been born again? Would you like the ability to harness the very power of God? Would you like to be freed from the bondages of sin? Today is your day of salvation. Click on the Further with Jesus for childlike instructions and immediate entry into the kingdom of God. Now for today's subject. God said, Matthew 13:36-43, then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house, and his disciples came unto him, saying, declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, he that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity, and shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. God said, Mark 13:28-30, now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Man said, these foolish doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end of this world, and certainly no judgment day. Now the record. Welcome to God Said, Man Said. This is feature article 615 that once again proves the inerrancy and total supremacy of the Word of God found in the majority text authorized King James Version of the Holy Bible. These features are archived here in text and streaming audio for the edification of the saints and as ammunition in the battle for the souls of men. Why not use the telefriend feature above to forward a God Said, Man Said article to someone you love? You can also use the search bar above to find edifying subjects from creation to eternity. And yes, you can download all of God Said, Man Said's inventory directly to your iPod. Thank you for coming today. May the face of our God shine upon you with light and truth. We are honored by your presence. It's true that the Bible teaches that the return of Jesus Christ for the church could happen at any time, and this was taught even since the very days of the apostles. 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 3 through 9. Knowing this first, that there shall come in the last days scoffers, walking after their own lust, and saying, "Where is the promise of his coming? For since the fathers fell asleep, all things continue as they were from the beginning of the creation. For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water, whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished. But the heavens and the earth, which are now, by the same word, are kept in store, reserved unto fire, against the day of judgment and perdition of ungodly men. But, beloved, be not ignorant of this one thing, that one day is with the Lord as 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is one day. The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance." Jesus instructs us that not he himself knows the exact time of his return, but only the Father. Jesus compares the world's condition at the time of his return to the days of Noah, when the total destruction of the earth as we know it took place. Matthew 24, 37 through 39. "But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be." The world at large is and will be oblivious. It has basically been the mindset of the children of God that we should plan as though we will live 100 years, but live as though today will be the day we meet Jesus Christ in the clouds. No man knows the exact time, but we are given very distinct signs, and they are flashing red. The handwriting is on the wall. Biblical signs are coming to pass in rapid fashion, signs that the saints before us had never seen. Expect them to accelerate. One of the signs we spoke of in some detail is what Jesus calls the budding of the fig tree. Mark 13, 28 through 30, "Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done." The Old Testament prophet writes in the words of God in Jeremiah chapter 24, verses 1 through 9. "The Lord showed me, and behold, two baskets of figs were set before the temple of the Lord, after that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had carried away captive Jeconiah, the son of Jehoiakim, king of Judah, and the princes of Judah, with the carpenters and smiths from Jerusalem, and had brought them to Babylon. One basket had very good figs, even like the figs that are first ripe, and the other basket had very naughty figs, which could not be eaten, they were so bad. Then said the Lord unto me, What seest thou, Jeremiah? And I said, Figs. The good figs very good, and the evil very evil, that cannot be eaten, they are so evil. Again the word of the Lord came unto me, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the God of Israel, Like these good figs, so will I acknowledge them that are carried away captive of Judah, whom I have sent out of this place into the land of the Chaldeans for their good. For I will set mine eyes upon them for good, and I will bring them again to this land, and I will build them and not pull them down, and I will plant them and not pluck them up. And I will give them an heart to know me, that I am the Lord, and they shall be my people, and I will be their God, for they shall return unto me with their whole heart. And as the evil figs which cannot be eaten, they are so evil, surely thus saith the Lord, so will I give Zedekiah the king of Judah and his princes, and the residue of Jerusalem that remain in this land, and them that dwell in the land of Egypt, and I will deliver them to be removed unto all the kingdoms of the earth for their hurt, to be a reproach and a proverb, a taunt and a curse in all places whither I shall drive them." Israel is the fig tree. For nearly 2,000 years, Israel has been scattered around the globe. Their name did not exist on the world's globe, but in 1948, they were once again recognized as a nation and took their position in the Earth's geography. The fig tree began to bud. If we are reading this scripture and understanding this parable correctly, the generation born in 1948 will not pass until all is fulfilled. One who was writing concerning Christian history noted that the early church also understood the budding of the fig tree to be the restoration of Israel. The Middle East is on fire in their hatred and desire to wipe out the children of Israel, the seed of Abraham, and the vast majority of the rest of the world is aiding and abetting. Several days ago, much to the alarm of the Israeli people, the world body at the United Nations voted to recognize the Palestinian Authority as an observer state, the next step to statehood, without the need to reach a peace accord with the Jews, whom they have vowed to annihilate. The world voted 138 in favor of the Palestinians, 41 abstentions, and 9 against. Those against included the United States, Canada, and a handful of small, inconsequential states. Immediately after the UN vote, Israel announced to go ahead to build new settlements on their own ground east of Jerusalem, an announcement which infuriated the Palestinians and the world, including the United States. Just recently, Morsi, the new leader of Egypt and a leader of the Muslim Brotherhood, whose stated intention is to destroy Israel, said that the new capital of the Arab Ishmaelite vision is Jerusalem. The nations are being galvanized to fulfill the prophecy of Zechariah chapter 14, verses 1 through 4 and 12. Behold, the day of the Lord cometh, and thy spoil shall be divided in the midst of thee. For I will gather all nations against Jerusalem to battle, and the city shall be taken, and the houses rifled, and the women ravished, and half of the city shall go forth into captivity, and the residue of the people shall not be cut off from the city. Then shall the Lord go forth and fight against those nations, as when he fought in the day of battle. And his feet shall stand in that day upon the Mount of Olives, which is before Jerusalem on the east, and the Mount of Olives shall cleave in the midst thereof toward the east and toward the west, and there shall be a very great valley. And half of the mountain shall remove toward the north, and half of it toward the south. And this shall be the plague wherewith the Lord will smite all the people that have fought against Jerusalem. Their flesh shall consume away while they stand upon their feet, and their eyes shall consume away in their holes, and their tongue shall consume away in their mouth. The signs are flashing red. One of the Bible's most prophesied signs of doomsday is that the world will reject the idea of Christ's return for his church entirely. Much, if not most, of the Christian ranks are not aware that Christ is returning to gather the born again together to meet him in the clouds, and shortly after that returning at the great battle of Armageddon. Concerning Christ's return for the church, 1 Thessalonians 4:14 through 18 reads, "For if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him. For this we say unto you by the word of God, that we which are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord shall not prevent them which are asleep. For the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ shall rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore comfort one another with these words." The world scoffs and rejects the Bible's prophecy, and this attitude is one of doomsday's signs. 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 1 through 7. "But of the times and the seasons, brethren, ye have no need that I write unto you. For yourselves know perfectly that the day of the Lord so cometh as a thief in the night. For when they shall say, peace and safety, then sudden destruction cometh upon them as travail upon a woman with child, and they shall not escape. But ye, brethren, are not in darkness, that that day should overtake you as a thief. Ye are all the children of light and the children of the day. We are not of the night nor of darkness. Therefore let us not sleep as do others, but let us watch and be sober. For they that sleep, sleep in the night, and they that be drunken are drunken in the night. Luke chapter 12, 35 through 40. Let your loins be girded about and your light shining, and ye yourselves like unto men that wait for their Lord, when he will return from the wedding, that when he cometh and knocketh, they may open unto him immediately. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them so, blessed are those servants. And this know, that if the goodman of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched, and not have suffered his house to be broken through. Be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when ye think not. Mark chapter 13, 34 through 37. For the Son of Man is as a man taking a far journey, who left his house and gave authority to his servants and to every man his work, and commanded the porter to watch. Watch ye therefore, for ye know not when the master of the house cometh, at even, or at midnight, or at the cock crowing, or in the morning, lest coming suddenly he find you sleeping. And what I say unto you, I say unto all, watch. Again, Jesus says in Matthew 24, 36 through 39, But of that day and hour knoweth no man, no, not the angels of heaven, but my Father only. But as the days of Noah were, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. For as in the days that were before the flood, they were eating and drinking, marrying and giving in marriage, until the day that Noah entered into the ark, and knew not until the flood came and took them all away, so shall also the coming of the Son of Man be. Things are looking good, unimaginably good for the children of God, but things are looking bad, unimaginably bad for the sons of Adam. Jesus Christ will soon return for his blood-bought, but the children of sin will soon see the severe judgment of an angry God. It's time for choices of eternal consequences. If you have not yet been purchased by the blood of Christ, do it while there is still time. Click on the Further with Jesus now. The signs are flashing red, and the world is oblivious. God said, Matthew 13, verses 36 through 43, Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came unto him, saying, Declare unto us the parable of the tares of the field. He answered and said unto them, He that soweth the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seed are the children of the kingdom, but the tares are the children of the wicked one. The enemy that soweth them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the world, and the reapers are the angels. As therefore the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so shall it be in the end of this world. The Son of Man shall send forth his angels, and they shall gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and them which do iniquity. And he shall cast them into a furnace of fire. There shall be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Then shall the righteous shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father. Who hath ears to hear, let him hear. God said, Mark 13, 28 through 30, Now learn a parable of the fig tree. When her branch is yet tender and putteth forth leaves, ye know that summer is near. So ye in like manner, when ye shall see these things come to pass, know that it is nigh, even at the doors. Verily I say unto you, that this generation shall not pass till all these things be done. Man said, These foolish doomsday prophets make me laugh. There is no end to this world, and certainly no judgment day. Now you have the record.